In the Northern Territory, the Youth Detention Royal Commission has been told children were held on rolling 72-hour isolation placements because there was nowhere else to put them. The Don Dale Centre's former general manager has given evidence today. He told the inquiry laws about prolonged isolation didn't account for the reality on the ground. Felicity James reports from Darwin.
A detainee known as AJ was held for 20 days in Don Dale's Behaviour Management Unit, also known as the back cells, according to today's evidence. Counsel assisting the Royal Commission, Peter Callaghan, SC.
These periods of AJ being in the BMU were periods that would have had to have been approved by you, is that correct?
I assume so, yes.
Well, when you assume so, who else would have approved it?
Yes.
Via video link from New Zealand, Don Dale's former general manager, Russell Caldwell, said he was dealing with an accommodation crisis in 2014 when back-to-back isolation placements for two children were approved.
And what I suggest to you is that in welcoming the offer of rotating 72-hour placements for two children, you were welcoming the unlawful continuing detention of children in isolation.
No, that wasn't my intention. I was welcoming a way to manage them.
Counsel for the Central Australian Aboriginal Legal Aid Service, Felicity Graham, was one of several lawyers who questioned Mr Caldwell about the legal basis for these placements. Mr Caldwell said the two cases were extraordinary, as one detainee had a problem with the drug ICE and the other had been an armed escapee.
Just letting people out into that mix where the escalated behaviour, the risk of violence, assault, confrontation is still there, I suggest would be irresponsible. So I could say damn the consequences and just let them out, but...
Instead you said damn the law. Instead you said damn the law, didn't you, Mr Caldwell?
No.
The inquiry heard the former Corrections Commissioner Ken Middlebrook authorised 72-hour rolling isolation placements for the children in Don Dale, but the idea was devised by Mr Caldwell and his Assistant General Manager James Sizeland. Counsel for the North Australian Aboriginal Justice Agency, Peggy Dwyer, suggested the plan was broader than the two cases, that it was a strategy to deal with the crisis in youth detention at the time.
Mr Caldwell, I suggest to you that because of the situation you were dealing with in April, you and Mr Sizeland came up with a plan to manage the detainees in the BMU on a rolling basis, just continuing to get approval each 72 hours. Do you agree?
No.
Mr Caldwell insisted the placements weren't about punishment, but a lack of accommodation.
But in trying to solve the accommodation problems, you had to do that in a way that was legal, didn't you?
I had to do it in a way that was legal, but I also had to do it in a way that I was managing the real-time situation.
Mr Caldwell was asked repeatedly how it was in practice, given the legal situation, that a detainee could be held in isolation for more than 72 hours. He said the law, which requires superintendent approval for 24 hours isolation and commissioner approval for placements of more than 72 hours, did not envisage the situations he was confronted with.
The law, as it stands, if you looked at it from a black letter approach, wouldn't have envisaged the scenario that we were effectively having to manage in real time. So I don't think either before or after there's been a situation.
The inquiry was also told while resources were directed to fixing up infrastructure in Darwin, the Alice Springs Detention Centre was forgotten. Felicity Graham referred to the rationale for the continued use of the Alice Springs Youth Detention Centre, that children from Central Australia would be kept close to country, culture and family.
And that rationale has been completely betrayed by the reality of the routine and continued transfer of children from Central Australia up to Darwin. That's right, isn't it?
I guess.
The public hearings continue tomorrow with more evidence from former detainees and detention centre staff.
Felicity James reporting.